The 26th Woodstock Film Festival returns October 15th through the 19th with a vibrant celebration of independent films, activism, and storytelling across the Hudson Valley. With 39 narrative features, 27 documentaries, this year's edition showcases visionary work from acclaimed artists and bold new voices premiering across venues in Woodstock, Rosendale, Kingston, and Saugerties. The 2025 lineup at Rosendale Theater includes groundbreaking new works and films from directors such as Yorgos Lanthimos of Poor Things, Hikari for Beef, and Lucy Powers and Delilah Napier for Voyeur. To tell us about the festival, to tell us about how many of those names I mispronounced, we welcome Myra Blaustein, co-founder and executive director of Woodstock Film Festival. Good morning, Myra. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. And I'm definitely not going to count.
Okay, good. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. It's always a delight to talk to you. I thank you very much for being with us. I know you're very busy getting ready for the festival that begins tomorrow. So give us a sense of what it has been like putting this all together over the last several months.
Well, considering the fact that I have barely been sleeping and working early morning until late at night, and that now we have 60 people roaming around the office hurriedly putting all the final touches together, it's been a lot of work. But it has been, you know, very rewarding and enjoyable work by and large. Stressful, certainly, but, you know, it there's so many great different things that it takes to do in order to create a film festival that it's full, it's rich, it's a lot.
One of the things that is so beautiful that you do is the way that this is curated and how special the films are and how they come together. And it really, at the end, tells its own story. Give us a sense of how it's shaping up this year of looking at the festival and how you feel about the films that made the final cut.
So this is our biggest festival ever in terms of the number of films, because in addition to the 39 feature narratives and 27 feature documents, we have over 100 shorts of all kinds, short documentaries, short narratives, animation shorts, student shorts, high school kids shorts, a lot of shorts. And we also have all kinds of special events. We have a honky-tonk event in one venue tomorrow night, actually. We have LGBTQ program at the LGBTQ Center in Kingston. We have a live musical performance following directly the world premiere of a film at the Colony in Woodstock by the band that scored and performed six of the songs in the film. We have a lot of different things going on. We have South Asian House celebrating the South Asian short blocks and short films at the at the festival. We have a lot of different panels, including a panel with the renowned film composer and musician David Amram, who will be celebrating his 95th birthday only a few days after the festival. And he will not only show clips of some of the most well-known film scores in his career, but he's also play live music and talk about the whole process of film scoring. And it really is a treat to meet him and listen to him, because the man at 95 is so much more bright and amazing than anybody like me, for instance. I mean, he's really incredible. I promise you that. So it's a variety of events. That's, I think, one of the things that really characterizes this year's festival, is it's very eclectic. And yet, Joe, it truly speaks to our times. You know, an artist's work is often a reflection of our lives, and it usually just delves deeper and further to illuminate to us what we already see, but maybe don't observe as deeply as we could or should. So this kind of thing is filling up our program this year. It's going to be really pretty amazing.
I'm glad you just said what you said, because I was going to bring it up that you and I have talked in the past about how the festival so often reflects what's happening. And this is a very, I mean, I think by anyone's measure, it's a tumultuous time. And yes. And so what we see and what is being produced and what is coming out is really a reflection and a either an answer or is spurred on by those feelings that we have during these tumultuous days.
Absolutely. I mean, just a little bit before I got on the phone with you, I was exchanging emails with someone regarding, this is a short film that was made by a student, and it's about the city of Kingston as a sanctuary city and what it's like to live there in Kingston and to be a part of the sanctuary city and why it has to be a sanctuary city, right? It really, again, it speaks so much to our times now. But and that is done by a Hispanic young woman who lives in Kingston. So, I mean, we have, but then on maybe not on the other side of the spectrum, but at least a full length documentary by two accomplished filmmakers, fill this story, please, by Tia Lesson and Carl Deal, who are getting, by the way, an award at the festival. We are presenting them with our Art of Activism Award. The film is about Amy Goodman and her program Democracy Now, and how, I'm sure you know Amy really well and her work, and she does exactly that. She delves very, very deeply into issues that are not necessarily easy for us to deal with and be as aware of as she is, but she's digging in and she's uncovering all this, you know, like the sort of inside and behind what's going on in our world these days. And the film is fantastic, but there's so many films like that, whether it's documentaries or narratives, that somehow touch upon our reality. I mean, it's very natural to filmmakers to be doing that. And so, I mean, it's all very, I mean, you know, it's all presented in a very enjoyable way. So we're not going into, there are no lectures. It's not,
of course,
a difficult time. It's beautiful. It's inspiring. It's empowering. But it's, you know, I mean, it's enlightening because it just opens up us more into our world.
There's so many special opportunities for people who attend the festival, and it's delightful to see not only the films but all the other events that take place. Give us a sense. I think I ask you this every year, but give us a sense of how you would suggest to people that they take on the festival and make the most out of these incredible days.
Well, I mean, if I were an audience member, I and as I often am at other film festivals, I try to see the road less traveled. I mean, I try to see the films that I know less about, but that read or seem interesting to me. That we saw a lot of movies at the festival this year. Some of them have indeed, like you said in the beginning, by very accomplished filmmakers. And, you know, we have a film by Gus Van Sant, by Yorgos Lanthimos. We have a lot of some very renowned filmmakers. But we have also all these independent filmmakers that you never heard of before, but mark my words, you probably will in the future. So those are the films that I highly recommend for people to see. And I also highly recommend to sample a little bit of everything. I mean, see a couple of documentaries, see a couple of feature narratives. Don't forget the shorts programs. We have a lot of really great shorts programs. And at least one panel, because we have 9 panels this year, and each and every one of them is outstanding in its own way. I mean, we have some panels that are really just for the general public, and others that are more industry-centric. So it depends on what your where your interest lies. But because it is an eclectic program, there's something for everyone. I mean, literally. I mean, there's somebody asked me, a filmmaker coming from the city with her 3 young kids. She asked if there's something for children. I said, yes, there is that too. We have this wonderful animated feature called Arco, A-R-C-O. It's fantastic. It is a fantasy. It's sci-fi meets fantasy, and it's beautiful. About this little kid who lives in, I think, 3,000 and something year, in the year 3,000 and something, who travels on a rainbow and lands mistakenly in the years 2070 something, and he meets that little girl, and I mean, it's just fantasy. It's beautiful. So there's that, you know, in among all these like hard-hitting documentaries and things like that. It's eclectic.
And it is eclectic. I mean, and that is eclectic, fiercely independent. I mean, these are all things that you have wanted this festival to be from the very beginning.
Well, I always want more. But it's... but it is... You know, so, I mean, we have been doing it. I mean, this is our 26th year. So we have been doing it for a while. And the festival has grown. I mean, I think I was on your show back in literally 2000.
Right.
So it has grown quite a bit since. And, yes, the studios are all interested in the festival. You know, the festival now is an Academy-qualifying festival in the categories of short documentary, short narrative, and short animation. So that means also that our submissions have basically quadrupled since. But because of that, and because of also that the Hudson Valley has grown so much in the past 3 years, and there's so many film folks who live up here full-time or part-time, the studios are very interested also in the festival. So we're showing more films that are, you know, later on will be nominated for an Academy Award and or win an Academy Award. Last year, I think we had 17 films that we showed at the festival that then went on to be nominated. But that is very much side by side with all those independent films that, you know, this is what the festival is about. And these are the filmmakers that we support year round and from year to year. So I like that it can be side by side, and yet remain very independent. And by doing that, you know, the more well known films and the filmmakers and actors, they just help shed a light and attention onto the independent filmmakers who don't necessarily attract it naturally, but should receive it regardless. So
many premieres, world premieres, Hudson Valley premieres, and I mean, to have a world premiere at the festival, and that's a big deal. It's a big deal for you. It's a big deal for those who are showing their film, and gets them on the map and starts the process of getting their films out into the world.
Absolutely, and because we have also, the festival is competitive, and we dole out awards in various categories, and many of the films that are in competition are world premiering at the festival, once they received that award, it just really helped them position their film further into the world. So it's we try to be as supportive as possible for all the filmmakers, and it's always rewarding when you see that you have helped.
I am always in awe of the incredible work that you do, and it is certainly going to be on display beginning tomorrow, and really, I guess, kicks in a little bit tonight, and then tomorrow is really goes full throttle from the 15th through the 19th, happening in venues, as I mentioned, in Woodstock and Rosendale, Kingston, and Saugerties. Myra Blaustein is co-founder and executive director of the Woodstock Film Festival. Myra, congratulations. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a beautiful festival, and thank you for sharing this morning.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good rest of the day.
Good. I will. Thank you so much, and good luck with everything over the next few days. Again, woodstockfilmfestival.org for more information, woodstockfilmfestival.org to find out more about the 26th Woodstock Film Festival returning October 15th through the 19th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.